Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and happy National Pasta Day. Yes, you heard that right. Apparently, National Noodle Day wasn't enough. So someone in charge of carb holidays said, you know what? Let's run it back, but make it saucier. What can I say? We here at Eastern Sierra Now love good food. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, your source for news that's as fresh as Bishop Morning and just as unpredictable as mammoth weather. Tonight, we've got updates from the Northern Inyo Healthcare District, a brand new shopping spot opening its doors in Bishop, and a full rundown of Caltrans roadwork across Highway 395, 178, and 58 that might make your GPS cry for help. Before we dig in today, today's episode is brought to you by Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes, helping you stay hydrated, energized, and ready to take on whatever the Eastern Sierra throws at you, whether that's altitude, allergies, or a spontaneous snowstorm. And don't forget, October and November's Epic Eats poll is heating up. That's right. It's all about food trucks. And due to popular demand, maybe a few extra tacos, we've extended the poll through November. So cast your vote, show your favorite local truck some love, and let's find out who's really driving the flavor scene. All right, let's roll into tonight's headlines before someone declares National Leftovers Day. In healthcare news, Northern Inyo Healthcare District announced that David McCoy Barrett has resigned from his board of directors. Barrett cited work-related scheduling conflicts as his reason for stepping down. His departure will leave the Zone 1 board seat vacant. This zone covers areas including the west side of South Barlow Lane, Manor Market, McLaren, Shepherd, Rockin' K, Starlight, Aspendale, Rovana, and Mustang Mesa. Barrett initially joined the board by appointment in 2023 and was elected in November 2024. In his time on the board, he helped bring the Mammoth Orthopedic Institute surgeons into partnership with NIHD and supported modernization of district communications, including video messaging efforts. He also often referenced his family legacy. He is the grandson of Mammoth Mountain ski area founders Dave and Roma McCoy, and spoke of the importance of collaboration with Southern Mono Healthcare District. The board of directors will consider filling the vacancy at its next regular meeting. Interested residents in the zone are encouraged to contact NIHD's administration for more information. The Board of Directors for NIHD has also officially appointed Christian Wallace, DHA, MBA, FACHE, LMNOP, made up the last part, as the new Chief Executive Officer. Wallace has been serving in an interim capacity since March, when he joined the district with an initial plan to stay for about 4 to 5 months. But he says his experience with staff and residents influenced his decision to pursue the permanent role. At its October meeting, the board interviewed three finalists before making its selection. Board Chair Gene Turner praised Wallace's leadership, noting his listening skills, teamwork orientation, and integrity as factors that helped restore confidence internally. During his interim tenure, Wallace has overseen several efforts, renewing collaboration with Mammoth Hospital, achieving Joint Commission accreditation, expanding orthopedic services by bringing in 5 surgeons from Mammoth Orthopedic Institute, and introducing performance and financial tools to promote stability. Wallace has held executive roles elsewhere, including at Grossmont Healthcare District in San Diego, and earlier worked in Illinois with Advocate Aurora Health. He also served over 20 years in the U.S. Navy, retiring at the rank of commander. He holds a doctorate in healthcare administration, an MBA, and a bachelor's degree in political science. Looking ahead, his stated priorities include strengthening recruitment, advancing patient experience, and building partnerships with regional providers, with the goal of keeping high-quality healthcare accessible in the Eastern Sierra. We'll keep tracking how Wallace's leadership shapes NIHD's direction. Stay tuned. You feeling run down after a big weekend on the mountain? Or maybe just trying to get your energy back after, well, life. Yeah, we've all been there. That's where Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth comes in. Your go-to spot for fast hydration, recovery, and the extra boost your body's been begging for. At Peak IV, you can recharge with a variety of IV infusions designed to help with everything from altitude adjustment and fatigue to immunity support and post-adventure recovery. They even offer infrared sauna sessions and hormone therapy. So whether you're climbing peaks or just trying to power through the work week, Peak IV helps you feel your best. Just relax and let the professionals at Peak IV do their thing. Because in Mammoth, you don't have to slow down. You just have to recover smarter. In arts and community news, artists across the Sierra region are being invited to submit to a new touring exhibition called From Here to There. The show is a collaboration between arts organizations in seven counties: Amador, Alpine, Calaveras, Inyo, Mariposa, Mono, and Tuolumne. Under the banner of the new Sierra 7 Arts Alliance, artists residing in those counties may submit interdisciplinary works for display across multiple venues as the exhibition tours the region from February through August 2026. Submission is open from October 10th, November 28th, 2025, via an online form. A regional panel will adjudicate and curate the accepted works. Interested participants can contact their local Sierra 7 Arts Alliance member for guidance. The initiative aims to bring greater exposure to artists by linking local communities across the Sierra region and building cultural connections between them. Be sure to check out EasternSierraNow.com for all the details. Marshalls will be opening a new store in Bishop on October 30th, located at Bishop Plaza, 1375 Rocking West Drive, used to be Rite Aid. The store spans about 25,000 square feet and will carry a broad range of merchandise, including fashion, beauty and accessories, home goods, and more. The store aims to offer a bright and fresh shopping experience. Its regular hours will be 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. daily. But on opening day, enjoy expanding hours from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and experience all the excitement of the new store. In conjunction with opening the Bishop location, Marshalls expects to create approximately 60 full and part-time jobs. The company is also pledging a $10,000 donation to a local charity to mark the occasion. Nancy Carpenter, Marshalls president, emphasized their goal of providing high-quality brand-name merchandise at an amazing value to Bishop shoppers. So, if you've been waiting for more local shopping options or some local shopping options, that new Marshalls is just around the corner. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. And now the latest traffic advisory from Caltrans covering Inyo, Mono, and Eastern Kern counties. From October 20th through October 24th, Caltrans will carry out multiple projects that may affect traffic across Eastern, Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties. In Eastern Kern County, intermittent lane closures are expected on State Route 202 near Tucker Road. Additionally, portions of State Route 178 West will require one-way traffic control throughout the next week as crews are conducting utility work on State Route 58 near State Route 223. Shoulder closures are expected for potholing work. In Mono County, expect traffic breaks on US 395 near State Route 167, US 395 near Cemetery Road, US 395 near Convict Lake Road, and State Route 158. Additionally, intermittent lane closures are expected on US 395 near Tom's Place and on US 395 near Levining. Expect one-way traffic control. Over in Inyo County, crews are continuing to work on ongoing projects like the Fish Springs Pavement Project, so expect delays and watch out for changing conditions like lane shifts and speed limit adjustments. Drivers are urged to stay alert near work zones, slow down, and move over when possible. Live traffic maps, quick map, and Caltrans updates are available for planning. If you've got a commute or a weekend planned involving Highway 395 or nearby routes, allow for extra travel time. We'll keep updating as conditions evolve. By the way, get our new mobile app. There's an entire traffic condition on there that you can click and just see what's closed, chains required, traffic delays, all that stuff right there on your mobile app while you're checking your news anyway and looking at my handsome mug. Let's see what events are taking place this weekend. Up first, check out C5 Art Studios this evening for the opening reception of the Cast a Shadow Art Gallery from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Additionally, C5 Art Studios is holding a modern-ish dance class tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. at the Eastside Guesthouse in Bivvy on Main Street. Enjoy live music and an open mic night event starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Up in Mammoth, join the Mono Arts Council for the Mac Gala event at Mammoth Rock and Bull starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets start at $150. Also tomorrow, get into the Halloween spirit with BUHS FFA Haunted Swamp at the school farm starting at 6:30 p.m. with the Scareless Tours for younger kids and a scary haunted swamp adventure from 7 to 9 p.m. It's expected to be a scary good time. On Sunday, enjoy the open house with the UC White Mountain Institute featuring a barbecue lunch, live music fundraiser, and so much more. The event starts at 12 p.m. at the Cerro Coso Community College Mammoth Campus on Monday. Join the Mammoth Lakes Foundation for an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration featuring workshops, presentations, music, and more. Also on Monday, Inyo Associates is holding their next meeting and the Lone Pine Lions Club featuring a Mexican buffet starting at 5:30 p.m. Lastly, a wildfire resilience community meeting will be held at the Levining Library starting at 6 p.m. on Monday. As always, be sure to visit easternsierranow.com/events for the latest on local events or just download the mobile app, like I said. Trust me, you're going to want that.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained to top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, sports fans, time to fire up the grill and the highlights. This is your Eastern Sierra Now Sports Wrap. Smoked to perfection and brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where we bring the heat on the field and at the table. The Bishop JV Broncos played a great game the other week, shutting out Rosamond 62-0. It was a great night all around for the Broncos team. Most valuable players included Marcus Manuelito, Diego Astorga, Clifton Paco, Daniel Alvarado, and Zane Nicholson. Over on varsity turf, the Broncos smoked Boron 44-7, just like Copper Top. A convincing win that keeps their 2-0 start in High Desert League play. It's a great night for Hunter Daly, rushing 97 yards and 9 carries and scoring 3 touchdowns. Aiden Esperanza also added 8 points to the team's total. Volleyball came with heart this week as the Broncos took on Mammoth. The JV side put up a fight but lost 0-2. Meanwhile, the varsity team kept charging forward, led by Riley Van Nest and Maddie Benninger, mixing big kills and solid setting. So, to recap, football's sizzling hot and volleyball is fighting with heart. We'll keep you posted on next week's matchup. Meanwhile, when you've got that grill going, whether it's ribs or recaps, remember who fuels your appetite for local sports. The segment's powered by Copper Top Barbecue, where every play pairs well with pulled pork. Stay tuned, Broncos. We'll catch you next game. Oh, hey, and Huskies and Golden Eagles and Warriors. Sure be nice to get some stats from your coaches. I'm not shaming you or anything, but a lot of kids aren't getting their names out there. Just saying. All right, let's talk about that, what Mother Nature's cooking up for the weekend. And spoiler alert, she's still trying to decide whether it's fall, winter, or just chaos with a light breeze. Today's looking like the kind of day you brag about to your friends who moved to the coast. Sunshine highs in the lower 70s and barely a breeze. Tomorrow, cools heat up a touch with highs around 76 and a few clouds rolling through. Just enough to make your sunset photos look professionally edited. By Sunday, temps shift into the high 70s with a little gustiness in the afternoon. So if you're heading out, maybe secure that hat or prepare to chase it. Halfway to Big Pine, of course. Now, up the hill in Mammoth Lakes, things are doing that mountain thing, where it's gorgeous till you realize you should have packed gloves. Today, we'll hover around 58 degrees with sunshine and light winds. Perfect hiking weather if you're okay with your lungs reminding you that elevation, that's real. Tomorrow dips into the low 60s, and by Sunday, we're seeing highs near 62. So in summary, Bishop's serving up patio weather with a side of dust, while Mammoth's leaning into cozy cabin core. Whether you're breaking out the shorts or the snow boots, It's just another weekend in the Eastern Sierra. And that wraps up today's edition of Eastern Sierra Now. From leadership changes at NIHD to new shopping options in Bishop, and yes, another week of Caltrans Cruise turning 395 into a scenic slalom course. Look, we got you covered. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook and Instagram so you never miss the latest updates, interviews, and of course, our Epic Eats results. Huge thanks again to our sponsor, Peak IV Therapy, for keeping our region refreshed. Because let's be honest, we could all use a little extra hydration after reading those Caltrans Detours reports. And finally, in honor of National Pasta Day, go ahead and treat yourself to something carb-loaded. After all, it's practically a public service at this point. I'm Jesse Steele. Thanks for watching. Stay safe, stay local, and we'll see you next time on Eastern Sierra Now.